Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We do a lot of sort of health-related conversations and lots of conversations around dementia, so many people being affected by that worldwide. I can put my own family in that category, as we've often talked about. And there's so much research being done, Faisal. There's always new stuff coming up. And, you know, one of the things that I'm interested in, as my sort of mom is taking this journey, is about the, you know, the not just the mental effects, but the physical effects.
Yeah.
And I think there's some certainly some new research to indicate that that there's different kinds of diagnosis, and maybe we don't understand the disease as well as we should, and perhaps, you know, physical pain.
Or we're understanding it more now than before.
Yeah, always more and more. And is this issue of physical pain maybe playing a bigger role than perhaps we had anticipated in the past or understood in the past? And so we wanted to explore that a little bit.
For sure.
So we've got Dr. Thomas Hadji Stavropoulos, who's a PhD. He's with the, well, he's actually the research chair in aging and health at the University of Regina. He's also a professor of psychology. Dr. Thomas, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Interested, obviously, in this notion of improving the quality of life for people. Clearly, my family being affected by this, and my mom's dementia, Alzheimer's, is progressing as it does. So, you know, a sort of a personal connection here. But I want you just to start at a high level. Tell us a little bit about the campaign, about this idea of improving the quality of life for people that are suffering from dementia.
Well, people with dementia in the moderate to advanced stages of the condition are having limited ability to communicate subjective states such as pain to caretakers. As a result, pain tends to be underassessed and undermanaged in this population, and many of these patients end up suffering in silence. They sometimes become agitated because they're not receiving the care they need for their pain, and caretakers cannot figure out what's wrong with them sometimes. So we have evidence-based methods to effectively measure and recognize pain in this populations, but these methods are not being used widely. It takes 17 years for research findings to translate into clinical practice. So this 17-year period is not an acceptable state of affairs for people who suffer from dementia today, and given the solutions that are available today. So the campaign is about mobilizing that information, using social media to get them to the hands of the people who need them now, the frontline health professionals, the family members who can advocate for better care.
So that's an interesting way of doing things, because like you said, it takes a long time to get into practice, like 17 years. So what strategies or approaches are you guys using in the campaign to this grassroots movement to get that message out? And we're trying to do our part by helping on this show, but what else are you guys doing from a grassroots level to get the message out?
So on the International Day of Older Persons, which was October 1st, we launched a Twitter campaign using the hashtag See Pain More Clearly. We also prepared a video, a two-minute video on YouTube that can easily be found on YouTube if you search See Pain More Clearly, that is engaging. It shows, using actors, and a situation in a long-term care environment that involves pain, and then it gives the evidence base for assessing pain in that population in 2 minutes in an engaging, easy-to-understand way. So far, our campaign, I checked earlier this morning, had received 2,700,000 impressions on Twitter, representing approximately 1.5 million unique individuals from 12 countries around the world. So to do this with traditional knowledge mobilization methods, I think would have been impossible. But with social media, we seem to be having a much greater reach. And also we had several media stories, including this one. Today I was contacted by the Canadian Institute of Health Research, the prime funder of health research in Canada, and they want to do a feature story as well. So it has a huge impact already. In 1 month.
Dr. Thomas, are you aware of any program or basically a repository of people who are caregivers who can go to one location to get information. Because I love the fact that you're using social media. I love the fact that you have videos out there and that you've built this hashtag, and it's spreading. And I love that. What I'm thinking, Dave. Now I'm asking you this too, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you take care of your mom, but you're at a different city than she is. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. is there a certain resource that people go to? Mm-hmm. to kind of get this kind of information, or just, you know, best practices, stuff like that?
So we actually started in conjunction with this campaign a website with resources. So the website is www.seepainmoreclearly.org.
Beautiful.
In that website, we have a section that includes the resources for both health professionals and caregivers. And most of these resources are freely available.
Dr. Thomas, can I ask how readily this is being taken up by the medical community?
Well, we have the support of scholarly organizations. We haven't directly approached, but we are planning to, healthcare associations, such as the Canadian Medical Association and so on. So I don't know the answer to that. I know that health professionals have been retweeting our information, but it is too early to tell what the uptake is with the medical community. We are planning to evaluate this campaign. So health professionals, for example, and others who watch our YouTube video have the opportunity to respond to a brief survey telling us, you know, whether they're planning to change their practices, whether they're planning to disseminate this information. And that's how we'll know the answer to that question. But right now, we don't know for sure, other than it's been very much welcomed by scholarly organizations who have been pushing the campaign and so on.
As an advocate for my mom, on this site, the See Pain More Clearly, the evidence based, is this something that I can take to her caregiver, her doctor, and say, listen, I want you to do these tests to see if in fact she's experiencing pain?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, in some of our research, we have shown that some of the checklists that we use to evaluate pain effectively in dementia can be used by lay people when they're working in conjunction with a health professional. So the health professionals will have to offer some guidance on when to use it and how to use it. But even a lay caregiver, a family member, can potentially facilitate the process. So yes, there are resources for health professionals there. There is information for health professionals. And in my experience, health professionals who are exposed to that information indicate that they're useful and that they're hoping to incorporate it in their practices.
That's terrific. Dr. Thomas, we can't do any more justice to this right now, but thank you for raising awareness, continuing to raise awareness in this area. Clearly, it's a personal issue of mine that we're facing, but on behalf of everybody whose family has been touched by this, thanks for all your efforts.
And thank you very much for helping spread the message.
We've been joined by Dr. Thomas Hadjistavropoulos. He is a professor of psychology and research chair in aging and health at the University of Regina. I haven't looked at the site yet, Faisal. I have to tell you, I'm going to. This is obviously a personal issue of mine.
For sure.
It saddens me to think that my mom might be experiencing pain and it's gone undiagnosed, right? Yeah. Because she can't clearly express it. That makes me sad.
Yeah. It's tough to hear it and then tough realize that you didn't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. Because the pain management is something we're so focused on, right? This is well understood stuff. So, This is great. I'm happy we did this segment, and for anybody whose family's touched by it, I think this will be important information to stay on top of.
Yeah, and you know, when you start talking about healthcare and these types of issues, this is one of the biggest concerns people have as they transition to or live in retirement.
Yeah.
One of the biggest concerns that they have is when they're aging, when their health may change, not only the quality of care, but the cost of care.
Yeah.
And so we're going to address that. We're going to talk about how do you actually protect the costs of care in the future through a healthcare plan that we have. Discussing that as well as bulletproofing your retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's going to be on Tuesday, November 19th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. They're filling up quickly, so please give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Are you concerned about the future of Canada? If you are, I challenge you to stick around, because the next segment, we're going to deal with that head on. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.